The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, welcome to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host. We are so thrilled that you have chosen to listen to this episode of The Beacon. We are honored to be aired on 960 The Patriot every Sunday morning and also available via SoundCloud for episodes that have gone before, as well as phoenixchristian.org/The Beacon, every episode that we've done in what is almost a year now of episodes. Amazing to think how that's gone is available. Check those out. There's summaries on each, and I am super stoked about today. We have in the studio three special guests, all of whom I'm thrilled to get to introduce the audience to and talk with today. But first and foremost, let me welcome our special guest, Prince Amukamara of the Chicago Bears. Welcome, Prince.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so glad you're here, man. Super cool. We our paths crossed at Phoenix Christian almost a year ago at a chapel that you spoke at, and looking forward to hearing all the cool things that God has and is doing in your life. So thanks again for being here. Also in the studio, we have Tim Birdwell from Phoenix Bible Church. Tim, what's up?
It's good to be here.
So Tim is a returning guest. You can check out an episode that tells a great story of the journey of Phoenix Bible Church as one of our previous episodes. Super cool. And his wife, Jaya, actually, was on one of the episodes where we talked about international students at Phoenix Christian and what God's doing through her. And then also in the studio this morning, Superintendent of Phoenix Christian, which Phoenix Christian is a sponsor of our show, The Beacon, Jeff Blake. Say hello, Jeff.
Good morning.
Yeah, so here we are, man, in the middle of February. By the time this show airs, we will have done another Valentine's Day, and I'm sure you know all the gentlemen in the room here are right on top of that, right, guys?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Well, Prince, again, thank you for being here today. Your journey is amazing, and it has roots right here in Phoenix. But tell the listeners just a little bit of, hey, if you haven't gone to my Wikipedia page, you haven't followed me as an athlete, here's who I am and what I'm about and how God's brought me to this point in life.
Gosh, I'm 30, man, so it's going to be long. Let me see.
30.
Yeah, so I grew up in Glendale here, and I actually came in from New Jersey when I was 5, and yeah, and then when I went to high school at Apollo High School.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Yeah. Played three sports, football, basketball, and track. Loved basketball. Would have loved to have played basketball at a professional level instead of football. But I was just better at football. And so, yeah, won three state championships with basketball and was Arizona State Player of the Year for football. I get an offer to Nebraska. And everyone always says, man, like, why Nebraska?
It's right? The weather, right? You were right. Drawn to the weather.
Exactly. And it's funny. I was so so sheltered and so – and it was a huge culture shock. But, like, this, how sheltered I was is the grocery store I went to growing up was, like, Fry's.
Right.
That's all I knew about was Fry's. And then so when I went out there, I'm looking for a Fry's, and then I realized, like, okay, Fry's is almost like a regional store, and I need to look for more of a maybe like a Target for groceries or whatever store. So I thought that was funny. And then, so it's funny, when I went to Nebraska, I played offense in high school, so I was a guy scoring the touchdowns, like. Like our other surprise guest who's about to come on. And then when I got to Nebraska, they just threw me in the defensive room and without telling me. So I felt lied to, I felt manipulated, and I wanted to transfer. But those coaches got fired, new coaches came in, and I stayed with it. And 2 years later, I get drafted first round to the New York Giants. Where I win a Super Bowl on my first year, and
you thought this is great. This will be like this every year, right?
Yes, exactly. And it's funny, and I just finished my 9th year this past year in the league, and I met my wife my first year in the league, and now we've been married for, it's gonna be 7 years this year with two kids.
Right on, man. How old are your kids?
Kids are 4 and 3.
4 and 3 is like constant movement, right?
Oh my goodness, man! This we just got back from Asia. you guys don't have to be worried. Well, I don't know if you have to be worried.
Just got back from Wuhan. And,
right. And I mean, we took a 17-hour flight from San Francisco to Singapore.
Wow.
And yeah, they slept twice, ran up and down the aisles naked.
And, nice.
And this is what my wife told me because I was sleeping my own aisle. So she was with them.
There you go.
Your wife deserves a medal for, you know, in general, probably. Right? All of our wives do if they're living with us. Well, that's amazing. So go back to that time of when you got to Nebraska. And, you know, I think, you know, maybe on a different level, but at some level, I wonder if a lot of college students don't get to that season of their life mm-hmm. and say, this isn't what I signed up for. You know, this is not where I thought things were going to be. This is, you know, I feel betrayed, manipulated. Right. I feel like, you know, somebody changed the script on me and I didn't get a copy. Mm-hmm. And talk about that transition from, man, this isn't it, to, all right, I'm going to stick it out. And what was it? What, you know, where did you draw the, I don't know, intestinal fortitude to say, this right. is just, I got to figure this out?
No, you're right. I mean, to rewind a little bit back, I mean, so I got saved through FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, in high school. And when I got saved, I tell everyone, like, yes, like I was justified with Christ, like vertically, like my sins were forgiven. My eternity has changed. I'm going to heaven. But I feel like sanctification wasn't there for me. Like no one brought me alongside, and I mean, ultimately, it's not no one's responsibility, but right. I just didn't know what I was supposed to do now that I was a Christian, right? And so I tell everyone it wasn't until college to where our team chaplain, our team pastor brought me alongside and other guys alongside and like taught us what it looked like to walk this faith out. So, and it was great because he did that with me so early. So early in my years as a college student, so as soon as I was a freshman, boom, sanctification was happening, and I was putting all these false narratives away, like Jesus gets mad at me when like when I sin, or if I sin I lose my salvation, or just like little stuff. I was throwing away those false narratives, and then so when adversity came, because everyone thinks like, okay, when you become a Christian, great things are gonna happen,
right?
Like, everything is gonna go.
I saw that great. On TV, I think.
Right. Right. And yes, but sometimes great things do happen, but also like bad things for sure happens. And I feel like it's even worse for the Christian, because before you wouldn't have noticed those bad things had you not been right. A Christian. So now I'm dealing with this adversity. I'm dealing with this battle, and I could easily just run. But I spoke to the chaplain and I prayed, and he just said, one thing he said was, hey, maybe God has you here for a different reason. Mm-hmm. And that's all I needed. And how I was growing there and maturing in the community of believers that I had, it was evident that I was there for a reason, and not just a means to go to the NFL. Because if I wanted to for sure go to the NFL, I'm gonna transfer to Fresno State, transfer back right. to Arizona, and play a position that was not foreign to me. So I stuck it out. And yeah, and it's crazy. Like, I remember when I got drafted, when I got drafted, like, I was intending to go out and party with the other draftees.
Right.
And but I just went to my hotel room and dug my eyes in my pillow and just like and just cried and like, God, I can't believe, like, I could not believe it. That I went first round at a position that that was so foreign to me, and we did it together.
What that sounds like is overwhelming gratitude.
Yeah,
I'm crazy. So thankful that I'm emotional. I just don't know how to respond, and it's interesting because bad things come into everybody's life, right? But when bad things come into the life of a believer, God has His habit, you know, of doing. Really,
inexplainable.
Really great things that come out of bad things. And like you said, the theme of the show is when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And in the life of every believer, at some point, there's going to be probably multiple opportunities where you look back and go, man, that just made no sense apart from God was going to use it, you know, and it was uncomfortable. It was bad. I wouldn't choose it. I wouldn't wish it on anybody else, but God doesn't waste it.
Right.
He's going to use it, and he's going to use it in accordance with his promise in Romans 8. You know, and a lot of people quote Romans 8:28. Tim, you know, we got that God uses all things to, you know, for those who know him and are called according to his purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then they don't always go to the purpose, which is in the next verse in 29, which is to further conform us to the likeness of Christ Jesus. And you look at that and go, okay, well, what wouldn't I sign up for?
Yeah.
For that gain, and to realize in the times when our emotions tell us that, man, this really stinks, I'm really uncomfortable, I want to run the other direction, that God's not caught off guard.
Yeah.
In fact, he's either authored or allowed that in his sovereignty, and again, for that great purpose. So super cool to hear that story, super neat to get that inside look to the response of somebody who's humbled and grateful for this thing that, you know, was not on the radar when you got to Nebraska.
Yeah.
But the weather in Nebraska, that was... Well, that's amazing. So talk a little bit, if you would, about how your path crossed with Tim. How did you guys first connect with Tim of Phoenix Bible Church?
Yeah, so me and one of my best friends started a foundation called Others Foundation, and it was birthed through 1 Peter 4:10, where Peter talks about whatever gifts you have, like use it for others. And so we just thought, okay, like, why not call our foundation Others? And
nice.
And then we looked at our gifts, our resources, our network, and we knew we wanted to do something that would have an impact on the youth. So I was as I was put on the conference, I realized that not a lot of youths are following me on social media, because that's the way I was going to advertise it out and promote it. And so I found it useful to slide into these pastors' DMs, and Tim was one of
slide in or stalk,
right?
One of the
other. I was hitting him up, and yeah, and so he got me into to PC, and yeah, and that's where I shared my faith. And when I first saw him, I'm like, hold on, this guy looks like David Platt. he allowed me to share my testimony in my conference there, and their kids came out, and it was amazing.
Well, that's super cool. And in this next segment, if you'll stick with us, we're going to talk a little bit more about the conference, talk a little bit more about that relationship, maybe even that day when you came into PC and some of the students and how their lives have been impacted by your ministry and by the conference and by that collective activity that the God of the universe is using in their lives to draw them closer to himself. So, hey, if you're just tuning in, we have Prince Amukamara from the Chicago Bears with us today. Really excited that you've chosen to listen. You're going to want to come back and hear more about how God is using his availability in the conference that's set up in this next segment. Thanks for tuning in to The Beacon.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon. Again, I'm Steve Woods, your host. If you're just tuning in, we have Prince Amukamara from the Chicago Bears in studio today. Super cool to have Prince here. Also, Tim Birdwell, Phoenix Bible Church, and Jeff Blake from Phoenix Christian. Hey, listen, if you're a listener of The Beacon, we are looking for some feedback. If you have a chance, maybe hit up our email address, feedback@beaconradioshow.com. We've been doing this for almost a year, looking to make some directional decisions about where we go from here. We'd love to have your input. So, Prince, again, thanks for being here today, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really cool to have, you know, a Super Bowl champion in the studio. And, you know, not a lot of people can say that they won a Super Bowl. And of those that can, they can't always say that they won it against the Patriots, which that's kind of a big deal too, right?
No, that's huge. I've met a lot of Patriots fans in my life.
I bet. So we were talking a little bit in the first segment about a visit that you made to Phoenix Christian. And I happened to be there that day. I had a friend who was also speaking in chapel that day, a former classmate of mine. And on that day, it was cool. It was cool for a lot of different reasons, but Tim was there and introduced you. So Tim, talk about what you remember about Prince's Chapel at PC.
Yeah, well, Prince came in and we got to share some of his story that he's already shared, and his faith story and Jesus. But the most exciting part for the students was when he said, "Hey, I got this Super Bowl ring," and he showed it, and then he went to pass it around to 200 high school students. And I was nervous for you, Prince, when you did that, but you did get it back, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did.
Good.
Would you have tackled one of the...
I would have tried, yes.
Yeah, that's an adventure. And I don't know if that's a typical routine when you speak publicly, if you pass that thing around or not, but...
I mean, as corny as it is, I mean, I try to let it, like, be spirit-led or happen or organically. I don't think it's a big deal anymore about the Super Bowl or the ring, but I know others do, and it's like, okay, when's the next time that they're going to come in contact with someone who has a Super Bowl ring? So, like, why not let them, like, touch it, feel it? Maybe it might inspire one of the kids. I mean, not only to be a Super Bowl champion in football, but to in whatever field.
Just be the best, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Be the best at whatever you're taking on and be passionate about excellence in your life.
Exactly.
Well, it's interesting. And you mentioned, you know, you don't think about it a lot. It's not that big a deal. It's been a lot of years. You know, it was your first year in the league when it happened. I read a quote somewhere in researching a little bit for the show today where you talk about just that.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that happened and it was cool. And, you know, I think about it, but I don't think about it a lot compared to my relationship with Christ. And I thought, you know, that's it, man. That's the message that people need to hear. This doesn't, you know, this is something that I had the chance to do and accomplish,
right,
and that's great, but it doesn't define who I am.
Exactly, yeah. And I think when you kind of accomplish that identity crisis, just knowing that, okay, I'm a Christian first and a football player second, then I feel like everything just falls into place and it takes less pressure off. Not saying that I don't care if a guy scores on me, like, I still want to do my job to the best of my ability, but I'm not going to allow that to affect, like, how I am as a husband, how I am a father and a son, and so forth.
It's transformational. I mean, I think that sometimes people are confused in that they feel like what they do really shapes or determines who they are, and the reality of it is, in Christ, who we are is what shapes or determines
exactly
what we do, and that's just a significant transition. You know, as a pastor, Tim, I got to believe that's something that as you're working with folks that come to Christ, and we were talking off air, this Sunday coming up is a big Sunday. Tell us why.
Yeah, we're having Baptism Sunday, which is always our favorite to celebrate people going from death to life. But yeah, it's ironic. We're actually talking through James. We're in a series in the book of James, and that whole thing of faith that works confuses people, because
right,
Prince even talked about the justification and the sanctification and learning that process. But you see with James is that identity shapes your activity.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're changed internally, it changes you externally. And it doesn't happen in a moment, but it happens over a lifetime, and it happens through trials. And James talks about various trials, like multicolored trials, which
yeah,
Prince had when he went to Nebraska. And I think everybody's experienced that. So when we celebrate baptism, really starting that process that is a lifetime of God changing you from the inside out.
When and there's just something really powerful in somebody standing up and going, you know, this is who I was, but going forward, this is who I am.
Amen.
And
amen.
I want everybody within the ability to see me to know I identify with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And you know, as a there's a guy who did a lot of teaching in Phoenix who I have a lot of respect for, and he's passed not long ago, but Tom Schrader. So
yeah.
Tom Schrader,
yeah,
one
Tom
of the things you hear
Phoenix Bible.
You hear Tom talk about is he'd say, you know, when I get to heaven, he goes, I suppose, you know, Jesus is going to say, hey, why should I let you in? And Tom's response would be, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
But you have to.
That's Tom. Yeah.
you have to, because you said you would, and you're true to your word.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that awesome? Oh, man. So, so that day at chapel ends. Prince does get his ring back, which I think we all kind of sigh a collective breath of relief. And the next thing I know, he's lined up on the baseline of the basketball court with a guy who we've also had on the show, goes by Man is Freeman. And these guys, I don't know, how did that come about? What happened there?
Just a cocky kid.
Now, wait, was that you or him that's cocky kid?
Right? No, it's funny. And I think I was like this as I was a kid, but it's just, like, I was at my high school a couple of days ago. We played Centennial in basketball. And, it was, like, a big game. And,
yeah.
And then, so, like, after the game, like, one of these kids said, like, hey, like, you think you can guard me and stuff like that? I'm like, dude, are you? And it's funny, like, usually, like, the phrase is, like, you know, I'm twice your age, but I literally was twice his age. The kid was a freshman. And it's just like, how do I answer, like, humbly and truthfully?
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, these kids have the nerve. So that's what happened with Man-Man. But Man-Man was serious. And, I mean, and there's a video out there, and I sent it to all my boys. I'm like, I got this guy, right? They're like, ah!
There was a photo finish.
It was, man, it was very, very close. And, man, and I mean, I looked at him before I race. I'm not going to race someone unless I know for sure I can beat him, especially with all these kids looking and stuff like that. And so I looked at him. I'm like, this guy's pretty fit, but I mean, he looks a little heavy. Maybe I can take him. Dude is explosive as all get out. And he's very competitive because he ends up going to the FCA camp that I got saved at, and I got to see him compete. And yeah, and that just kind of formed a relationship between us. And I got to just learn more about him and how he has a love for, I think, apologetics and stuff like that. Like, he can argue his butt off. And so, yeah, like, I appreciate our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and again, I was there that day, and the room's kind of clearing, but kind of not. And then when they see the race coming up, now the basketball court's lined with an audience and spectators. And I'm thinking, you know, I spent a lot of time on that court, both, you know, years ago when I played on the court, and I have the privilege of working with the women's basketball team there as an assistant. And so I spent a lot of time on that court. You know what I know about it is that there's only about 3 feet past the baseline. It's not like the track where you can run through the tape. Like, there's a literal wall, and I think Man-Man would have run through that wall just to edge you out at the end. Well, listen, speaking of Man-Man, you mentioned a special surprise guest. And for our listeners, you want to come back this next segment and listen to the interaction between Prince and Man-Man, because we're going to take Man-Man out of class for this interview. Mm. And he's going to be on the phone with us coming up. So, again, I want to thank you for tuning into The Beacon. I want to thank 960 The Patriot. I want to thank our guy in studio, Jeremy, the producer, for keeping us on track. And certainly to you as a listener for taking some time to check out the show today. So we'll be back with the next segment shortly. Looking forward to having Man-Man on the program again. And thankful to Prince for being here, and thankful for you to listen. So take care.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon. We do want to thank our sponsor, Phoenix Christian, for making The Beacon possible. We are excited each and every week to bring you stories of how God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. In studio today, we have Prince Amukamara. We have Jeff Blake from Phoenix Christian and Tim Birdwell from Phoenix Bible Church. But also on the line with us, we have Manas Freeman, known as, or Menache Freeman, known as Man-Man. Welcome. And Man-Man is a returning guest to the show. You can check out a previous episode where we get a chance to kind of unpack his story and the way God has directed his life and some of the cool things that he's experienced. So you don't want to miss that. Check it out on phoenixchristian.org/beacon or on SoundCloud. But hey, so Man-Man, tell us a little bit about the first day you met Prince.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting story. So he came out to our school, and at first I knew him because I knew him from the Super Bowl game against when he played for the Giants, and I recognized him. And then after the assembly, he was talking to us about Christ and all that, and I called him out to a race, and I beat him.
Okay.
Yeah, and I beat him, and then we've just been in contact ever since.
Yeah, did you beat him pretty bad, Man-Man?
No, I was pretty close.
Okay.
I was kind of rusty, so yeah.
Prince, is that how you remember it?
I've already told my story first, so I'm glad I was able to tell my story.
Yeah, I would just say this is a radio show, but you should see Prince's face right now. He is steaming.
Well, I want to be there for the rematch.
Oh, you're not ready for that.
Oh, man. Well, so that was that day. And then you got a couple of invitations from Prince. You had a chance to attend Others Conference that was held not long after that, right?
I actually didn't get to make it to that.
You didn't get to make it to that. Okay. But you did get an invite from Prince later. Talk about that.
he invited me to the Others Conference. I couldn't make it. And then he reached out to me to go to this camp called FCA. And it was an awesome experience. I got closer to God and to my sport, football, and it was awesome.
Well, Prince, what do you make of young man?
Oh, man. I mean, I think just what I said earlier, like, man's just super competitive. I feel like he's mature. Like, he knows when to turn it on and turn it off. Like, even when me and him would just, so that's like an hour and a half drive. So there's a lot of, either you can throw on worship music and listen and just be quiet, or you can just have conversations. And we kind of did half and half. And so he knows, like, sometimes I was talking to him, I'm like, man, this kid is not 17, 18 years old. This kid's like a young man. I mean, his name, right? Yeah. And so it was just great just getting to know him. And has his own testimony and just how he's grown up. And, I feel like he's just an amazing person all around. And whether he does football or doesn't professionally, I mean, I know he's going to be a huge asset to society and to this world.
That's a pretty cool vote of confidence.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My sister said that I remind her of him, like, because they got to know him and just how this dude smiles a lot and is goofy and stuff like that.
So I have to just push the pause button for a moment for the benefit of the listeners. I was hoping your sisters would come up at some point. Could you please give the listeners the names of your sisters?
Yeah, so it's Princess Precious, Promise, Peace, and Passionate, and then my wife's Pilar, and then my kids are Paisley and Princeton. And just to give my sister some props, Promise Amukamara, who played basketball at Apollo, and then played 4 years at Arizona State. Her Nigerian national team just qualified for the Olympics in Tokyo. So excited for her about that.
That's a cool shout out. That's a big accomplishment.
It's huge. Yeah.
Well, what a relief when you met your soon to be wife and her name started with a P.
Dude, that was kind of like I don't look too much for like signs like that from God, but that was like one of them. It was just icing on the cake. Like, I have to.
Hey, so man, if you were to say, you know, I know this relationship, this friendship is a growing relationship for you guys. I know it means a lot. You know, when you think about the gift of that friendship with Prince, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for our relationship because he's a big role model in my life. Mm-hmm. First and most of all, as a Christian, I really look up to him because he's really strong in his faith, and I can really strive to be like that someday. And second, he's playing the sport I play, so it's kind of cool to see somebody that's made it and try to strive to be in this place someday.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I want to thank you for calling in. I want to encourage you to get back to that history test this morning and crush it. And I just want to thank our listeners for listening. Tune in for the next segment.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon. My name's Steve Woods, and thanks so much for tuning in today. It's an honor to have Prince Amukamara in the studio with us. And, you know, Prince, before we get back into the show, I think we need to address the giant elephant, you know, in the room. Having somebody here in studio that knows all things NFL, we're hoping you'll tell us exactly what's going to happen next with Tom Brady.
Chicago Bears.
Okay. My educated guess would be either he'll probably stay with the Patriots or go to a team where they're Super Bowl competitive. And I mean, if you see a lot of reports about the Raiders, that one thing I've learned, like with media and news, is that where there's smoke, there's fire, and so there has to be something connected to it.
A little bit of something, right? Tim, you had a question NFL related, right? Like, what happened?
Yeah, well, he knows my sensitivity towards the Cowboys, and we were supposed to draft him.
Mm-hmm.
It was all the talk leading up to the draft, and then he went to the Giants, which obviously he couldn't control. But I know in your heart, you wish you were a Cowboy.
I bleed blue. That's all I'm going to say.
I like it. Well, so, you know, we had Man in the last segment, and that was awesome. You know, Tim, we were talking off air about your first impression of Prince. Tell us a little bit about how that came
together. Well, my first phone call with Prince, quickly, talked about that. We talked about the Cowboys, but quickly we got to Jesus. We quickly got to the conference, the Others Conference, and his desire to really invest in the next generation and make disciples of Jesus. And I was just super impressed with that. And even meeting a guy like Man, racing him after the chapel, he didn't have to do that. I assume there's some liability in that with his hamstrings.
No joke.
And he still did that. And I think even after that, months later, I'm getting a text from Prince and asking about Man Freeman and asking me not his 40 time, but about his heart. Mm. And where is he spiritually? And I want him to come to this FCA football camp, but I want to invest in him as a man and point him to Jesus. And how can I best do that? And I just saw that's his first calling as a follower of Jesus. And he wants to use the second calling, football, or third after family, to point people to Jesus, which was just super unique and rare. And I saw it make a difference in Man's life. I got to preach at the high school retreat for Phoenix Christian and take a picture with Man there and send it to Prince and just see Man light up when I said, hey, Prince is going to want to see that I'm with you and that I'm at this retreat talking to you about Jesus. And Prince fired back with just, oh man, I love that guy. And just to see his genuine heart to develop followers of Jesus who happen to be the next generation.
So we all happen to know Man, and that's great. But the ministry that you started with your friend back in the day, that's the Others Conference, goes well beyond that. Let's talk about that, because that's coming up next month here in Phoenix in March. I think the dates are the 13th and 14th. But
correct.
Can you give us a two-minute strong plug for?
Yeah, I mean, so what I've learned when I was planning this conference is that the Christian community, the Christian atmosphere, or youths being plugged in—I mean, it's huge. Like it's happening here with churches, with like Young Life, like FCA, and all different ministries. And so, I just wanted to add this event, this conference, as just another opportunity to encounter Christ, or another opportunity for the youth minister or the church leader who's been trying to get like this one kid to something. I mean, to something, whether they won't go to church, but this is like almost like a baby step. Like, hey, just come to this fun event. An NFL player puts it on, and like I try not to use my name to advertise it that much, but it helps.
Yeah.
and so I try to make it as fun and as educating as I can. In our first year, it was great. I mean, you try not to care about numbers, but numbers make you feel good. And so we had great numbers last year, and we're expecting great numbers this year. And the kids, people keep asking me, like, are you bringing Kanye West Sunday service there? And stuff like that. And who knows? I'm going to show up and find out. But yeah, so we have a dance contest, a singing contest, and I try to get the hip. I try to get like a quote unquote, I don't know, these pastors don't like to be called this, but just like a hip, cool millennial like pastor that can like get the kids riled up like a Tim Birdwell. But so like last year we had like Pastor Carl Lentz of like Hillsong, and then I try to get another pastor that's a little bit more reformed and probably more about like expository, like preaching and stuff like that, just so the kids can now it, like that's like the it changes the tone and that guy can like give an invitation and stuff like that. And so, but I think the biggest hit is always like the talent show and the singing and dancing contest, and that's when kids can open up and be kids, and we feed them. And another intimate part is like the breakout sessions. So if there's topics like, okay, like what's my purpose, or how to be a Christian on a campus where there's not a lot of us, and how, like, why does good and bad things happen? And so just different topics where these kids are wrestling with questions, and now they have a spot to get answers or a spot to talk about.
So where's it going to happen and how does somebody get there?
Gotcha. Great question. So it's going to happen at North Phoenix Baptist Church, good, which is right there on Central and Bethany. And the way we've been getting signups is just having people just DM us, and I've been trying to make it all free, and so thankful for the sponsors who've helped out with that, and we always welcome more sponsors. So you can contact us on our Instagram, which is just Others Found, or our website, which is othersfoundation.org.
Awesome. And for those that are listening as a podcast, we'll have links for those as well. But hey, if you're listening today and you have some influence in the lives of young people, this is a great opportunity to say, hey, let's go do this cool thing together, and right, take them, and they'll have a great time. They won't be sorry, and you'll be glad that you invited them. So thank you, Prince, for putting a plug in for that. And then, Tim, you know, we talked about the baptisms coming up, but God's really growing the church, the people within Phoenix Bible Church in cool ways. The outpouring of ministry and service and the heart for the Lord has been fun to watch from arm's length. I keep track of you guys on social media, and our paths cross a lot. And give us a 2-minute update on the cool stuff God's doing through Phoenix Bible Church.
Yeah, so our kind of tagline, if you look at my shirt, you can't on the radio right now, but if you were to look at my shirt, our website, anything, we say love moves. Mm. And we say we're imperfect people who have been moved by the perfect love of Jesus. And that's not just something we put on a shirt. That's our story. And we shared it last time, but just we're a church that's 5 years old that really shouldn't be a church. But the love of Jesus moved us to encounter his love and also extend his love. And every stage of that process, even coming to the church building across from Phoenix Christian, was the love of Jesus just supernaturally moving our church. And we were about 100 people then, just kind of a new church plant trying to find our way, getting evicted out of a school, not knowing what's next, finding a church building, upgrading to that. And a year and a half later, 2 Sundays ago, we had to put bar stools out as the last row because we didn't have seats.
That's awesome.
And so God's grown our church incredibly, and the love of Jesus continues to move. And this Sunday, as we get to celebrate baptisms, that's the pinnacle of that. And so we're trying to figure out 2 services and all those logistics of really just to see how do we keep the love of Jesus moving in and through Phoenix Bible Church.
Well, you know, for our listeners' benefit, every time we record one of these shows, the first thing that happens before we go on air is we ask God. We go to him in prayer and ask him to allow things to come out in the course of the show that bring glory and honor to him for the sake of his kingdom. And that report is a direct answer to that prayer. And amen. It's super cool to see how God's doing that. Well, Jeff, let's talk about PC, our sponsor. What's God doing at PC these days?
Well, and just let me emphasize, again, the corner of 18th Avenue and Fairmont Indian School was quiet and dormant. And God brought life. Mm-hmm. Love moved. God moved. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to watch, and it's an honor to sit here and just listen. As for Prince, speaking of moving, I think I told him after he shared that day, God uses a variety of unique voices, and watching him speak to our kids, and I sat up in the bleachers with the kids and watched them keep their eyes fixed on you. God uses a variety of voices and platforms in life, and was quick to affirm Prince of his convictions for the Lord and sharing that with the kids. And you left a wake at Phoenix Christian. There's waves because of your presence. And I just commend you for your investment in a young man like Man, and just so blessed to have a seat and be able to watch that. You know, in that too, we just last weekend we finished Seussical the Musical, and watching, you know, those kids, I was with them every performance, and watching as they ran out of that the church, they performed, Tim, in your church, and they ran out of that room, and they applauded, and they hugged each other, and their teachers, their directors gathered around them and loved on them. And so there again, you know, I'm sitting here listening to the power of coaches, the power of pastors, and the power of music directors, and watching the kids live out their worship in that performance was just a pretty, pretty incredible sight. So Phoenix Christian stands in solidarity with the concept of love moving. What happens with Prince and his others conference, what happens when you make yourself available to our Lord? He uses each of our different unique places in life to speak into the lives of kids, and lives are changed. And so we're grateful to stand with Phoenix Bible. We're grateful to stand with Prince and the others conference. and applaud what God's doing in our community. And I want to affirm, we are looking for feedback on the show. And so, Steve, what was that email one more time?
Feedback@beaconradioshow.com.
And we want this show to be a blessing to our community. We want to learn from you, give us some insight. And each show is an opportunity to pull back the curtain on what God's doing right in our city that may be unknown.
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah, thank you, Jeff. And it is amazing to think that we're coming up on a year of doing the show, and we've had some outstanding guests. And I just want to underscore what I heard Jeff say and has been really a theme through this show, and that's that, you know, each of us, whether we're conscious of it or not, are having an influence on the people around us. And, you know, Prince is a great example of somebody who's chosen to be very intentional about that influence that God has given him. He's very strategic about it. It's not by accident. It's a calling that God's given him. And he knows that he's has the opportunity, not just with Man, but with scores of folks, many of whom he'll never meet, who are watching and influence because of the platform that God's given you. So I want to affirm and applaud you for being conscious of that, being purposeful with it, and it's really encouraging. But the reality is, anybody who's listening within the sound of our voice has people in your life that you're having an influence on. And my encouragement to you, really that collectively from the guys in the room today, is that you will recognize it, that you'll be intentional about it, and that the path that you'll put them on or lead them on or disciple them in is in the way of Christ Jesus, because everything else, you know, football and the classroom and all of the other things, the workplace, and it's all important. God uses everything. He works through all of it. But what's going to stand the test of time is the relationship that we have or don't have with Christ.
Well, and, you know, I was thinking about when Prince was sharing that morning, what I really appreciate, and even Tim, when you shared at retreat, it isn't just the message of salvation. It's that God came to save every dimension of who we are. And if there's one word that I remember in my mind leaving with from retreat and when Prince shared in chapel, it's this concept of sanctification, to invite God into every dimension of who we are as an athlete, as a performer, as a husband, as a student. And it's an ongoing, God came to save far more than just our souls. He came to save our lives. Mm. And sitting in the bleachers that morning and listening to that message coming from a young, successful athlete that's a unique platform that kids pay attention to was super encouraging. And I just want to, again, thank you for that. And I want to thank Tim for your ministry and that same message. An honor to stand with you guys in the community.
Amen.
Well, again, maybe as a closing thought, if you're listening and going, you know, I hear what you're saying, guys, but not me. You know, I don't have this. I don't have a platform. I don't have the ability. I want to encourage you and let you know that God is not nearly as interested in your ability as he is in your availability. We say that a lot on this show. Be available. Ask God. Ask God for opportunities and see if he doesn't blow your mind by using the unexpected, maybe you, to do the unexplainable, things that only he can author. So thanks, Prince, for being in studio. Thanks, Tim, Jeff, Jeremy behind the board, and you, the listener, thanks for tuning in. It's been a lot of fun today. We appreciate you, and we hope you'll tune in again for another episode.